13 brand new teachers will join 5 Buffalo Public Schools this fall as the first cohort of UB's Teacher Residency Program. After a year of co-teaching with a mentor colleague and earning a master's degree, they will then be required to teach for at least 3 years in Buffalo Public Schools.
And that's really the plan, you know, that it's very much a context-dependent program so that we're really preparing them for work in this particular urban district.
Suzanne Rosenblith is dean of UB's Graduate School of Education.
We have 2 grants, one from the Cullen Foundation and one from the U.S. Department of Education to prepare teachers through teacher residency. And I guess the cycle begins with the Institute.
The inaugural Teacher Residency Summer Institute is going on this week on the UB campus. It's mostly for the new residents and their co-teachers, but a special session today convened about 130 Buffalo educators, administrators, and school board members. Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash made opening remarks.
This is the work in America today. It's the greatest civil rights issue in the country, and it's the greatest social justice issue in the country today. Creating a equal and high quality education, ensuring it for every single child under our aegis.
Etta Hollins, an expert on urban education, also addressed the crowd in a keynote presentation. She says teaching is the single most powerful profession in the country.
Teachers are responsible for developing the academic and intellectual resources for the nation. So the nation is only as strong, it's only as smart, and it's only as safe as the quality of education that the children receive and the quality of teaching that we provide.
Hollins also says low-performing schools maintain poverty in urban communities. The UB Teacher Residency Program aims to recruit economically and racially diverse candidates for high-need positions and hard-to-staff schools. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.